All right, at the end of the podcast, after the closing jingle, stick around if you're into the World Cup. We've got World Cup legend, soccer legend, Paulo Silas from Brazil. He's going to be joining us, and he's got a lot of cool stuff to talk about. He's got a book and so much more. But first, we have to give a shout-out to the infamous Lance, who tells us what episodes every week he calls in and tells us he's all excited about whatever the new episode is. Lance?
Holy macaroni policeman. I am so excited, man. I'm like, whew!
Yeah, Lance, you're on the podcast now.
Yeah, you're part of it.
You get my God.
You'll get to hear yourself.
Holy macaroni policeman.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So before we start the podcast, what number is this?
It's 564.
All right, 564 episodes of the podcast.
And we're dedicating it to you, Lance.
Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days a week that they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
Podcast.
Oh, my God. I got that song in my head now. Right. Oh, God.
Well, good. You're now going to hear it in your ears, so we'll start it all off. Thank you, Lance.
See you, Lance.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
What is this?
I want to hear Lance sing along with this one.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
That was strange.
It was like five different styles of music.
What was that? I have no idea. I just prompted and things happen.
You guys excited for World Cup, America and Australia?
Let's go!
Did you see American Airlines? I don't know if it was just a random flight, but this morning everyone boarded the plane and they all had the U.S. jerseys or kits or whatever called. On every seat they had, everyone got a free jersey.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Making the rounds.
I wish we would call things American names for things. Like all of a sudden when the World Cup is here, we start saying kit. It's a uniform. I mean,
I hear you say kit all the time, though.
I don't say kit.
I've never called uniforms. You say kit.
And I say games. I don't say matches.
It's an outfit.
And I say field, and I don't say pitch.
And by the way, it's not points. They're runs. Thank you, Shane. Speaking of runs, the College World Series getting underway this weekend.
You gonna be watching that or soccer?
Please. Am I going to watch America's game or soccer?
Well, the game that America's going to dominate, we're going to win the World Cup.
Is it Ole Miss?
No. Ole Miss. Yep. They were the first one out. Yep. First one out.
That was a fun email.
Oh, are you on a group?
No, it's just I get all the updates from Ole Miss.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it is North Carolina and Oklahoma in the final. So it gets underway tomorrow. Rosenblatt, Omaha.
Omaha.
Cool. Anyone else got anything else?
No, that's pretty much it. We talked to Lance. We got that.
All right.
No, it's
good podcast, guys.
It's all good, man. It's been a weird week, or actually a couple weeks for us. We had the CMA Fest in town. Then my parents were in town. My daughter's graduation party, and then my bud Rusty.
You didn't have three of those?
Yeah, it was the third. And then my bud Rusty and Craig met up with me in Huntsville. So yeah, we did all kinds of crazy stuff. So it's been like one thing after another. So it's
my
nice.
Brother and sister in law get in tonight.
Oh, is it this weekend?
Yeah, they're here for a week, and then I take off. We all take off for vacation. But so I'm looking around my house last night, and I go, this is the last time you will be sitting on this couch alone until July 4th.
Oh, man, that is miserable.
Right, and I go, and we are getting up early tomorrow because
why are they staying with you so long?
Well, no, because then I have a week off and we're traveling. So the point is I won't be alone on my couch. I really like my
Disney?
Alone time. No. I'm going back home for a week. We're going to do New York and Connecticut. And we've actually punted on Disney. Because instead, I'm going to go to Boston to go see Iron Maiden and Rush in September.
Nice. At
the Garden.
Oh, nice.
TD Garden, yeah. Nice.
That's sweet.
So, yeah, so we've decided on that instead. But I really have been going back and forth with myself. Would I be a terrible human being if I sent an Uber to go pick them up?
No.
I know. Not and I'm like, no. I'm well, gonna, I mean, I'll go.
Why don't they get their own Uber?
Yeah, what, why are you, I wouldn't even pay for it.
Because I'm the older sister, and I pay for it. Why do you think I'm going to Boston? Because my brother wants to go see Rush. So, Boston. Of course, he's getting his sister to come to see.
Why do you enable him like this?
Because it's our dynamic, Schaefer.
Do you like Boston?
Yes, I love Boston. I hate driving in Boston.
It's the worst.
I refuse to drive. I will park and take the T in.
Man, I almost think Boston may be worse than Philly.
Worse than New York. It's worse than Philly. It's way worse than Los Angeles.
Is it worse than New Orleans? Because Boston is the same kind of thing where it's a bunch of one ways.
Yeah, but it's just because of it's just so many more people.
Yeah, Boston is the worst of the worst. A friend of mine went to college in Boston. I went to go visit her and her boyfriend. And thankfully it was summer because everybody's got their windows. They talk to each other about, yeah, you gonna let me in? I mean, all right, yeah, come on, dude. Like, that's like, it's, you know, I'm sure people use their horns, but no, they're having actual conversations about who gets to go when.
Yeah.
About trying to figure out, because it is. It's not a fun place to drive. Last time I was there, I was trying to get to some vintage store and I'm like, I'm gonna cry. Because I'm so shy in a car. And it was just like, no, girl, you got to go. Put your foot on that gas.
Atlanta is really bad traffic.
Atlanta is rough.
It is
for
bad.
Sure.
I'll tell you.
Well, the problem with Atlanta, more than the traffic, is that if somebody tells you they're on Peachtree, you don't know which one.
Well, yeah.
A city that is dangerous to drive in, it's the most dangerous city I've driven in, is Memphis.
Memphis. I was going to say the same thing.
Why?
It's just the Wild West.
Yes.
It's crazy. So fast. And people just going all over.
Have you not been to Canada and driven?
No.
Because Canada has a bunch of people that have come over from China. Because Canada was importing people to kind of bolster their population. And so you have all these people who don't obey traffic rules. And they're just, it terrifies me to drive in Canada.
See,
it's
Memphis
crazy.
For me, because I went to school at Ole Miss and Memphis is an hour north, so we did a lot in Memphis. The best time for me to be driving in Memphis is when I was 19 and stupid.
Yeah, you just roll with it.
Yeah, you're like, this is fun.
It's almost worse if you like hold up and try and actually do the speed limit.
Yeah, when you start feeling, when you still have that invincibility of young adulthood, that now as a full grown adult who's well aware of mortality and dangers, and I'm like, what can I do to avoid Memphis?
Yeah,
how can I go around?
It was a late night, and I was driving through Memphis, and there was a Bubba. What's the car? It's kind of like the modern muscle car.
It's going to always be a Charger? Hellcat?
Hellcat.
Yeah.
There's a ton of Hellcats out there. So anyway, this is how...
Dude, it's Hellcat, it's Chargers, or Nissan Altimas. Everywhere.
Right. And I was like, I saw this flash in this car in front of me, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure that was a gun. I think that guy shot out his window. Or it could have been him lighting up something.
Right, but...
But it looked like a flash, and I was like,
no rules, man. I don't know.
You never... I always see a car upside down every time I go through. And it's like, I don't know how y'all did this. It looks like a Dukes of Hazzard outtake.
I remember driving home through Atlanta once. I forget where I'd been, but I'm driving through Atlanta. And there was just a car casually on fire.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And everyone's just like, nobody's even moving one lane over. We're all like, nope, it's fine.
Yeah, they're just standing next to you. You feel the heat. It's damaging your paint.
I was like, am I hallucinating? Does nobody else see the flames?
Well, just don't sit there too long and you'll be fine. It's not like it's going to blow up like on Dukes of Hazzard.
I mean, I don't know. All I know is something's
chips.
On fire. Normally, I stay away from it. We're all like, nah, man, it's cool. It's cool. Oh, this lane's moving faster. I'll get closer to it.
Cars don't explode.
Yeah, right?
Not like that. Not like in Chips and like movies like A-Team and stuff like that. No, it's not like that at all. Nope.
What have you been watching lately?
I'm just saying.
You're referencing
my dad has been in town. My dad has been in
You've been watching BJ and the Bear? What are we doing?
No, man. They don't watch anything but old TV. It's
their
television is on MeTV. My dad's like, because I got different stuff than his thing. He's like, what channel's MeTV on?
You got some Airwolf happening.
Man, my best friend, Bear.
Airwolf season one was awesome.
I don't even know any of these shows.
You don't know Airwolf?
Airwolf season one was
might have
great.
Been a helicopter, is that
it
right?
Was.
Season two, okay. They started doing like really bad, they don't call it CG.
I'm sorry, I was too busy watching Falcon Crest.
What is Falcon Crest?
It was a soap opera, like a Dallas.
It's like a Dallas, but it's...
Yeah, I don't know, my grandma watched it. I think it was Saturday night.
I don't know. I can almost any of those old shows, I think we did a bit on the show about how all I do really well on theme songs of those old shows. I almost when you guys said them, I was singing the songs in my head.
Because the theme songs were great back then. Dallas?
Yeah, that's Dallas.
That's right. Falcon Crest was, you know.
I don't know.
Name one actor or actress on Falcon Crest.
I couldn't tell you one.
Was that Lisa Hartman? She was on one of those.
I don't know. Knight Rider.
Antonio Banderas. Knight Rider's awesome. Are you looking up Lisa Hartman?
I am.
I was about to do it, and I'm like, I think you're doing it.
I'll tell you, the TV show that had...
Oh, she was on Knott's Landing.
Oh, that's another one. Knott's Landing.
I was on Knott's Berry Farm.
Miami Vice. That was a great theme.
Miami Vice was a great show.
It was.
Also, two of my favorite t-shirts ever. I have a Miami Vice-inspired Iron Maiden t-shirt, and it's like old 80s kind of sports car, Eddie, the Iron Maiden dude, and he's dressed up in the white suit like Don Johnson, and then Ghost did the same exact shirt, but that's with Papa. Cool. And I was like... These are so rad.
And you were ripping on my Star Wars shirt that I had. You were like not a fan of that. And it was Eddie from Iron Maiden doing the Star Wars thing. It was the Star Wars Stormtrooper doing the Eddie thing.
Yeah, no.
And you didn't like that.
Well, no, because this also, the Iron Maiden shirt's from 1984. They did that when they played Florida. It was like a whole thing.
I do like when they do special merch like that.
I was just watching a podcast I was on about special merch. How I went to a Bon Jovi show and it was two wild nights.
You were on some of the podcasts?
No, it's the one I do with my brother and my buddy Caton. We talk about hair bands for 4 hours and nobody cares, but we don't care. But yeah, I was talking about
it's the same conversation you would have whether somebody's taping it or not.
That's what we have it on the phone anyway. We might as well record it.
How many more do you think you're going to have to do with those?
I don't know. We were just talking about which one we're going to do next. And oddly... one of our podcasts, we talk about this lead singer for two of our favorite bands. They're both pretty obscure. People don't really know who they are. Bang Tango and Beautiful Creatures. But the bassist of Beautiful Creatures actually reached out to us and was like, I watched this podcast and I want to come in and do a podcast with you guys. I want to
Beautiful Creatures, by the way, for anyone who doesn't know, that was their first album. It was the very first one. One of the best rock and roll albums you'll ever hear
August
in your
17th,
life.
2001, 26th, 25th anniversary is coming up. He and I were just talking. I was on the phone with him last week about it. But it's cool that I got to connect with him because this stupid podcast that four people watch, he was one of them. The lead singer we did the podcast about, I think I told you guys he'd had a stroke. And we kind of wanted to celebrate him while he's here and recovering. And his wife reached out and said this meant so much to him.
Yeah, that's
cool. And the lead singer messaged us as well. But the bassist from Beautiful Creatures was like, you know, I've got all this merch. You were talking on the podcast about how you like search eBay. I've got a ton. And I was like, how much you want?
Are you buying it?
He's offered me, you know, when you go to see a band, they used to have banners like in the back.
Like the step and repeat kind
of
thing?
Yeah, like that they put on stage. He's got those. And he was like, do you want them? And I was like, how much you want for him? I'm like, I'll hang that above my bed. I got wall space. Let's go.
Wallpaper.
I'm like, okay. It's actually interesting that it's not going to shake the world, but we're just having fun being ourselves and being dorks about this music.
We'll give a little promo for that podcast.
Thank you. It's called Open Up and Say Pod.
Oh, a little poison nod.
Reference. Because we did do our top 15 Poison songs, I think we talked about. Yeah, again,
Poison has 15 songs?
Dude, stop it. They have that many albums.
We each picked out our top 15. Like, it is the dorkiest podcast ever. And to double down on it, I do wardrobe changes during it because I have so many t-shirts from these bands. I was watching the Bon Jovi one. I'm like, I don't remember I had that shirt.
So what do you do? You're on camera. You just step away.
Well,
and
because
then...
it's kind of like we do here. It's all one at a time.
Yeah.
So one of the other guys is talking about like his top five, whatever. And I'll go, ooh, I'm about to go talk about One Wild Night. I'll go change into my Crush t-shirt.
You're like Reba of rock and roll podcasts.
Yeah, you are. Your numbers would go up if you didn't, if you left that camera on.
Yeah, I know. Nobody cares about the dudes. It's all like, I'll be honest. I was watching this last podcast and I'm the worst because I will just fast forward to my parts to see how I looked. And one of them, I was like, I look really good here. Yeah. Now I'm going to text my brother and be like, can you screenshot that for me? I'm going to use that on every promo thing. Oh, speaking of, I actually got invited back to host that comedy rock star show thing again. They're going to do it in August, the one I did last year at John Bon Jovi's bar.
Yeah, that was actually pretty fun.
Yeah, they asked me to...
Who was the first comedian?
Courtney Cronin?
No, the guy.
Reb Beach?
Yeah.
From Winger and Dokken and Whitesnake fame.
He was good.
Yeah, Reb's great.
He was really good.
Yeah. So
you wouldn't think this rocker dude would be funny, but he had good material.
Really good stories.
What is that the premise of it?
Yeah, that it's comedians who are in the rock world, and then you have rock stars who are just kind of up there telling their stories. And then they hand me a microphone and ask me to MC it. And I'm like, okay, it's my worst nightmare, but I'll do it. I hate being on stage.
But isn't it the worst?
You're so good at it.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, God, I can't.
No, oh, I think you're so good. You're so good. Like, I get up there and I think everybody's like, oh, God, why is this fat chick up here? What she, like, I'm in my own head. You know, just like every negative thought ever is just permeating. And I feel awkward, but I know we have to do it sometimes for our jobs. And this, because it is rock stars that I want to be around. Like, we have one of the guys from Bon Jovi on stage. I wasn't going to turn that down. I'd get a picture with him.
Yeah.
I didn't have to pay.
Did they ever sell that bar?
Mm-mm. Oh, no, they might be, but it's...
Like, it was up for sale about a year ago.
Yeah, but it's the property... Not that my cousin has something to do with it in her bank, and she said no, they're kind of like selling the property, but not the building. It's like something with the land. I don't know. It's very financial and way above what I understand. So,
how many celebrity bars do we have in Nashville?
Oh
now?
My gosh!
How many do we don't have? Might be the better
question.
Name
people who like. I was thinking Ella Langley doesn't have a bar. Megan Maroney doesn't have a bar. Okay.
Well, and then right, so Ashley McBride doesn't have a bar, but she has a floor in a bar.
It's kind of like the what is it, the Ashley Room or whatever it is, and you go in and there's no alcohol.
Redemption Room.
Redemption.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What bar is that inside?
Chiefs. It's an Eric Church's bar.
Okay.
Yeah, so coming down 2nd Avenue, you've got Category 10, which is Luke Combs, and then you're around the corner and you've got Chiefs. John Rich,
Acme used to be Alan Jackson.
Right, and then now you've got Jason, and you've got the other Luke.
Kid
so you've
Rock.
Got a Luke Bryan, Kid Rock.
Jelly said John Rich, right?
Jelly, Garth, John Bon Jovi, Posty, Morgan. Morgan Wallen's got his bar.
Kane Brown.
Lainey Wilson.
Kane Brown.
Did you do Martina? I mean, Miranda?
Miranda, forgot about that. Yep.
What about Old Dominion in the...
Odies. Yep.
Odies.
You got Odies. You got Riley Green.
Blake Shelton.
Yep. Chris Young's about to open his bar.
Yeah.
Garth, you said that?
I did say Garth. Okay. I'm sure we're missing them, but when you start naming them off, like my brother and his girlfriend coming to town, a friend of mine who works very closely with one of the bars has reserved us a rooftop for Tuesday night, which is super exciting, so they can get the whole Broadway experience. And she was like, well, how many other bars should I hit? And I was like, I mean,
they all have Cisco food.
Yeah, I was like, they're all kind of the same.
I mean, it's the same. They get the same alcohol.
Yeah.
They get the same
Cisco
food.
Yeah, I said, look, this is the one where I know somebody and can get us a rope.
Well, I'll say this. That's not actually true, what I said about the Cisco food. Eric Church's place has Scott. His name is Scott.
Yeah.
Barbecue. That is supposed to be really good. He's renowned guy out of South Carolina or North Carolina.
I had a good salmon salad at Luke Bryan's bar. Remember that? I took a friend of mine there for dinner. You remember Katie, our Luke Bryan obsessed friend?
Yeah.
So I took her there for dinner, and it was really good.
Chiefs.
Did y'all say Aldeans?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, okay. But yeah, it's all
Rodney Scott. That's it. Rodney Scott. Yeah, James Beard winning. Mm. You know, it's the thing about all these different, like James Beard Award for food or whatnot. They also have the Michelin Award. And the Michelin Award is really comes from, it goes back to the tire company because they wanted people to wear out tires. So it's like, well, let's go send them out on places and have them do road trips. And how do we do that? Well, let's make a list of Michelin star rated restaurants that people have to go try. It's so good. They got a Michelin star.
Isn't that brilliant?
And then they made these maps and put them out, and people went and drove and wore their tires down, and so they bought more tires from Michelin.
You created your own business. That's amazing.
It's also, I saw this story of a, they were trying to, it was a cigarette company, and they were breaking into the cigarette, they're one of the new ones, and it was jam-packed with Marlboro and all the ones.
Camel.
When everyone was smoking, and their packaging was green, and so they hired this company to promote it, a PR company. And what they did was they said, well, it's going to be a long run. And what we're going to do is they started using the color. They got the color green into the fashion world so that the green became like the sought after color for the season. For this year, the green is coming back.
It's like some Mad Men stuff.
Very Devil Wears Prada.
And it got into it. It got into, you know, the masses. And the color, and then the green started selling. I don't think they're around anymore, but they had a great at least 2 years until they get you hooked on them. And now you're smoking all the time.
Who are they?
I don't know, Bubba. It's a green one.
Oh.
Don't expect full stories, Bubba.
The look what the pod dropped in or whatever.
Open up and say pod.
I have to tell you guys, because this is now, my brother's at the airport, so he's sending me pictures. But earlier this week, we were talking on the air about D was doing things to rage bait us, that it was like Val Kilmer is the best Batman, and we did pineapple on pizza. Yeah. And I got a little bit heated about
a
the
little,
pineapple.
A yeah. little?
That I got maybe a few messages about, did you just threaten to stab people? And I said, yeah. And so my brother is at the Bradley, which is the airport in Connecticut, where you can buy Connecticut pizza sweatshirts.
Oh, that's actually really
cool. I know.
Cool.
I'm debating, like, do I? And it says, in crust we trust. I feel like I need that.
Man, Bubba could do this all day.
I know, Bubba, right?
Connecticut and pizza, go. And he'll have 50.
If only I knew more about Connecticut. Connecticut is one of the few states I haven't been to. Like, we were talking about that on the show as well. With all these Europeans coming in for the World Cup, they're, like, freaked out because they're, like, everything we thought about America that we are told by our media over there is wrong. They're like, oh, we're going to go there, and America is going to be so mean and it's dangerous and whatever. Yeah, there are parts and places, but for the majority of the country, it's not like that. And so they're all like, this is pretty great.
So why they're not playing soccer matches in Memphis?
They thought about it. No, they're doing it in Atlanta, though. Well, yeah. So they're coming in and they're all like, whatever. And so the conversation went to how each one of they were all freaked out, like, these states are as big as countries. Their one state is as big as our country. What did you say was the United Kingdom's GDP?
So they did this thing, Carson, where they're asking people on the streets of London, hey, where do you think our country ranks in America's states list of GDP? Literally each individual state in America, where do you think we match in the list of all the 50 states? Where are we?
People are like, I think we're number
eight,
number 13,
top 10 for sure. Mm. 51st behind Mississippi.
Wild
per capita.
Garrett, are you an American?
Well, I posted it.
Is it gross domestic product per capita? I don't even understand what those words mean.
I posted it, and you know, people were angry, of course.
Good.
Rage bait. Way to go, Garrett.
Because it was per capita. Yeah. Okay, well, that's how are you supposed to do it? There's no other way of doing that. You have to do
it
per capita.
What does per capita mean? Is that per person?
Yeah. It varies depending on what the population is of the place. So
it's like a big old ratio.
Yeah. Okay. So Mississippi beat them. So Mississippi obviously doesn't have as many people in it as the UK does, but when you mix it out, you know, per person, then in Mississippi does beat them. But you can't compare. I mean, that's the only way you can do apples to apples. Otherwise, it's oranges.
Mm, apples. I'm looking here at the, okay, this is not per capita. So if you look at it like this, if you break it down, Germany is the largest economy in Europe. They're at 4.4 billion, trillion, whatever it is. Then right below that. Well, I don't know. I can't tell. Oh, it's in billion. Okay, so 4.4 billion with a B. Right below that is California at 3.7 billion. Below that is France at 2.9, then Texas at 2.5, then Italy, then New York, then Spain, then Florida, Netherlands, Illinois, and it just goes on. It's like each one of our states literally is as big or bigger in GDP
as their biggest
as
ones
their
they
biggest
have in
ones,
Europe,
yeah.
In the entire union.
What is, their top five.
What does GDP measure?
Like the economic impact of the country. Like, isn't that what it is?
It's like, kind of like a country's salary.
Okay.
For a good way of putting it.
I feel like I probably learned this in seventh grade, but there's been a lot between then and now.
You slept a couple times.
You know.
It's gross domestic product. It's basically the mix of...
It's the total monetary value of all finished goods and services produced within a country's borders during a specific period.
And it mixes in like exports and spending and consumption and all that. But yeah, all to say, America's great.
Yep.
America's better than great. We are the great ones.
Yeah. This will be the one of the few times I actually watch soccer.
You're going to watch?
Yeah, I kind of get into it, man. I really do.
Dude, when, come to the house. I got people
the,
coming over.
That sounds awesome. What is the the soccer? They did another one that was a – or was it the –
It's the World Cup. The one that was that in Saudi Arabia where they – yeah.
I guess that was – it. Was that the last – besides the Olympics, is that the last –
Yeah, the World Baseball thing.
Oh, yeah, that might have been.
So it's kind of the World Baseball Classic and the World Cup are basically the same thing. It's the that individual sports
See,
version
I like
of
the,
it.
I like the baseball one, but I don't like it. Sometimes we don't win.
Do other countries have cheerleaders?
No.
I didn't think so. No, I was just thinking about that. I go, there's no International Cheerleading Federation I was a part of.
My, it's interesting because my German daughter was so like enamored with the idea of there were actual real cheerleaders. Just like on the movies.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
She was like, this is crazy. And it's interesting, too, because like I've been watching these videos, these TikToks of all these Europeans going, the neighborhoods look exactly like they do on TV. Wow.
Mm-hmm. surprise.
One of the guys is from Germany or something. He's like, I'm at a high school football stadium in Texas, and it's bigger than any of our national state. Yeah. This is as big as a national. It wasn't as that big, but it's just as nice.
It's
just as nice.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm from Cookeville, Tennessee. Very small town. Beautiful turf stadium football field. If you do it in Cookeville, I'll tell you right now, if you go to Texas and you go to some of those places, especially out around Austin, crazy. You get out in Midland, Odessa, crazy. East Texas, crazy. Insane. Because there's not a whole lot of other sports there besides high school stuff, and football is it.
Yeah, especially if you don't have a college nearby.
Mm-mm.
High school will dominate.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been to my high school's football field, whatever we called it. God, I don't think so. Maybe the year or two after I graduated, I should go back and look. We had a really good program, but I'm curious.
I would not be surprised if it's not fully turfed.
Yeah, no. It could be.
But like in Florida and stuff like that, a lot of those places went turf a long time ago because of the rain.
Yeah.
Especially baseball fields. And baseball being such a huge sport in the southern, especially in Florida. They can play it year-round. That's why most of these players, they come from the Dominican Republic or Miami. Miami and Florida area.
Yeah.
Some really good players.
Have y'all seen Toy Story 5?
No, just came out yesterday.
Yeah, it just came out. Yeah. I was just wondering.
Was that already on the box?
Well, no. I don't know. It's pretty funny, though.
I mean, maybe I should see the first four first.
You still haven't seen any of them?
No, I've literally never seen them.
Man, they're really good.
I've heard. I'm
they're
sure
good.
They are.
I think Toy Story 3, I cried
Jesus.
So much.
The
it
worst.
Was so good. I'm starting to get.
It was bad. You know, what's his face is bald now.
Who?
Woody.
No, not Woody. No, the main guy. The kid.
Andy.
Oh. Andy is grown up in five, and they show a shot, and he looks like me. And he got a little bald spot on his little, he's thinning on top. Yeah, Andy is bald.
So. I thought they said, too, like they actually rub off the hair on Woody, though. That was, I think there's a joke in Toy Story 5 about that. I believe funny. I saw that on the news. But I don't know. I could be wrong. But
I told you, Kathy and I went and saw Disclosure. And
I couldn't believe you went to a movie.
Yeah, that was shocking.
Well, I'm so into it. And we finished. It ends really not great. It's just...
Well, wasn't most of it kind of not great? Didn't you say it just
man,
was like...
I gave it. I was, you know, I'm a homer, and I was trying. And God bless her. She wasn't having it. You know, and what'd you think? She's like, it wasn't my favorite. And I'm like, okay, I'm not either. But I couldn't say it because I felt like I was responsible for dragging her there. We hadn't been to a theater.
Isn't it the worst, too, when you're so excited for something that hits? Like,
it's like giving a restaurant recommendation. Yeah. No, this place is the best. And you get there and it's like, and you have to act like it really wasn't, but it was.
I remember being so excited to watch the TV show Rome because it was about the Roman Empire. And my Roman Empire is the Roman Empire. And I was so bored. I bought this thing. I bought like DVDs. I found them in a thrift store or something. And I was like, I'm going to watch it. And I was like, I can't even suffer through these first two episodes. And I was so disappointed.
That's the worst.
Yeah. That's when you're so stoked for it.
It's my thing with Bridgerton. You and I have talked about it. I'm trying to get into it. And I told her
but you don't have a passion for Regency England.
I don't even know what Regency England is. How can I have a passion about it?
But that's what I'm saying, is that like to be so into aliens and Disclosure Day is meh. To be so into ancient Rome and Rome was meh.
Right.
It's like that's where you just like it. You went from 100 to like 14.
Well, I'm going to try it again. I told you that yesterday. I was like, right as soon as I'm done with Andor,
I will just send you reels of the carriage scene. Don't worry, I have it memorized. Would you like me to recite it for you?
Yes, please.
So,
you do it in the accent.
When I asked for your help in finding a husband, I did not think that meant you would try to deny me one as well.
That's so
good. In fact, preferring sleep is how I might find you. A feeling that is like torture, but one that I will not give up.
Okay.
That's cool.
Need a boyfriend.
No boyfriend's going to be
You have no time for one now.
Oh, my gosh.
You got a lot of stuff on your plate.
Nope. Nope, I'm posed on the dating apps until I get back.
You can do a flight sim in Google Maps now.
You've been able to do it for a long time.
But yeah, but like in your browser.
You can. I understand. You've been able to do that for a long time. As it was hidden, and a lot of people, people didn't know about it. Yeah, it's like a control something. I used to do it. Back in the day, 55, I would do it.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Not 1955.
No. That whole address. Working thing was like, nah, dude, there's flight sim over here.
Yeah. There's the new flight sim they've added. So they add packs of, what they've done now is, over the last, maybe 5 years, 6 years, they take a city and they really just focus on that city.
Like hyper-focus?
Hyper-focus. So they worked on the big ones. They already had the big ones. You know, you had San Francisco's and L.A.'s and New York's. Those were already done in pretty detail. And then they started adding things like, Duluth is the newest one. Duluth is in there. Milwaukee. What was some of the other ones I saw? Kind of like oddball cities.
Like just random ones almost.
Yeah, like
Peoria. Do you
think
it's because like there's a developer that's there or something and like, that's where my dad lives. I'm going to do this one.
No, I don't think it's that random, but it's really cool looking the way they do it all. You can see, you'll fly over it and be like, it was like a trailer. It's like showing like the latest ones, like eight of them. And you're like, wow, that's super detailed, man. It's almost like flying a plane over the city. It's crazy. It's good stuff too, and you can fly it.
Are Taylor and Travis gonna get married this weekend or not?
They're already married, man.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, they're already married.
Yeah, there were fireworks over her Rhode Island compound a couple weeks ago
on a mathematical thing that made sense.
Yeah, I think it was like 6-6.
Six something.
Yeah, so it added up to 13 or something. Yeah.
God, why do I know the dumbest, most lamest things?
Yeah, because people then. because people are like, oh, 4th of July is her favorite holiday. She'll get married then. And I was like, maybe, but also, yeah. Again, people thinking she was, and look, prove me wrong that she's going to do it at Madison Square Garden. Why?
Why? Why would, she, why yeah, would,
why would you,
you
invite
that?
Fans?
I can't tell you how much I don't care about her wedding and Jelly and Bunny's divorce.
Oh, my God.
The two of those equally are the same to me. Zero.
See, I'm so invested in Taylor and Travis. I want to see the dress. I want to see the pictures. I want to know all about him crying during their vows because I know he's going to. Big Yeti is going to straight up sob.
You think he's going to cry?
Yes, that is a man. He is such
an
a
actor?
Green flag. No, he's so in touch with his feelings. Like, he's such a good, oh, I think he's such a good egg. I adore him, and I'm so excited for this. And
I bet I would like him know him, but I don't know.
He yeah, I just kinda, like that he's so...
He kind of dresses weird. Like he's dressing, she's dressing him. And
I confuse
okay, no,
him
he
and
was
lot.
No, he was weird about fashion long before her.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
he was
very styling and profiling kind of guy.
All right.
Yeah,
I think so, I would like his brother more.
That's what caught her eye.
Yeah. I feel like I'd like Jason, too.
Yeah,
I would like to hang out with some old Cleveland boys.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Some beer belly.
So, y'all think
grilling.
They're already married?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, because it's okay. When she showed up at the first Chiefs game and it was this, oh my gosh, Taylor's here. She was like, do you really think this was our hard launch? Do you honestly think this was our first date? They'd been dating, but just nobody. They were, that's the thing, too. They were that good at keeping it a secret that one of the most followed women of the world, people didn't know that they were dating before she showed up.
She borrowed somebody else's plane?
Could have been.
Because they track her stuff.
Yeah. Oh, they do. It was Taylor Swift Jet was a subreddit I used to follow.
Well, Jelly still loves Bunny, even though they're divorced.
They're in love.
Having a baby.
Wish them
the best.
They're
going to be best friends for 10 years and then 20 years beyond that. So.
The last time we're going to hear about it.
I'm going to hold him to it. He said that in concert.
Uh-huh.
It's the last time I say anything.
Hold him to that.
Well, maybe him, but her podcast, you know.
Man, it's weird. I like sometimes I get like little clips of it or that pop up on my algorithm, and I'm like, next. It's just too.
It's too much. It's
there
too,
is
it's
a little
much.
Bit of a little backlash.
Like, give us a little bit of like
breathing room.
Golly, wear some lingerie. I mean, give us a little something.
Jelly
to,
or her?
Okay. it's just like golly, just too much. Like, I don't want to know all that. I don't want to know all that. Like. Keep something
that's
a little.
Love, buddy.
Well, that's what you say. Mm-hmm. You say that now. Do you believe that now? What do you say now?
The UFOs.
Well, I'll give you that. Just don't go see the movie. It's awful.
I said that is a UFO.
They done that. Dude, by the way, if we watched it together and you went, if you turned to me and said, that is a UFO, they would have kicked us out of there. I would have laughed so hard.
And you would have turned to me and said,
thank you.
If I stump you, do I get some water park tickets? There's a
If I stump you, can I get some water park tickets?
All right. You want to play this game?
No, I don't have them all.
Don't screw up.
Okay, hold on.
China.
Was that China?
Yeah.
Don't screw up.
I can find that.
Oh,
hold
that
on.
Kid is the best. He calls in. We're like, all right, we'll see you later.
His name was Riley.
And he goes, don't screw up.
Don't screw up.
And I say it all the time. When we're on stage or backstage or whatever, talking with the artists and they're about to go on, and they always have like their monitors in their ears now.
Their little headphones.
Yeah, they're deep in their ear. It's hard to hear when they're about to go on. So I always get right next to them, and I'll give them the thumbs up, and they're like, yeah, yeah. I go, don't screw up.
Don't screw it up.
And then they go, what? And then they go, ladies and gentlemen, Riley Green.
Don't screw it up.
Yeah, that's my
all right. I need to go to the gym, and then I got to go watch a little bit of soccer. So I think we need to close
this out. For
the first
time ever, because Bubba's in a hurry.
Yeah.
We're closing down.
I'm doing lunch with my girl, and then going to do some driving. And
I'm going to go prepare my house for an infestation.
Oh, your guests?
I don't buy no cornflakes for that frosty stuff. It's got cocaine in it.
Groceries.
You okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
You're just mumbling over here.
I don't buy no cornflakes for that frosty stuff. It's got cocaine in it. I got some, and I'm sick as a dog.
You guys have no idea what we do every day. You just don't.
This was the podcast.
but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Oh, you're a little gigglebot.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
You going to jail?
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Woo! All right, Paulo Silas, legendary soccer. Paulo is next. Here we go.
He's a global soccer icon. Can we say soccer with you, Silas? Is that all right?
Yeah,
don't get offended that we say soccer, and you know, we say soccer, not football.
Yeah.
You're okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, the whole thing with football, real quick, go ahead and introduce him. And then.
Yeah. Paulo Silas is joining us, world-renowned Brazilian soccer player and ESPN commentator now.
Yes. What I was going to say is the word soccer actually came from England. They are the ones who started it because they would call it the Football Association, the football clubs.
Yeah.
And then they shortened it in the newspaper and it became the Football Asoc, which then became soccer. And then once we started calling football football, they went, no, we got football.
So see, is this in your book? Do you have this information in your book?
This is important stuff.
No, it's just new for me.
But this is important stuff because like anytime somebody, especially from Europe, gets on us for calling it soccer, you go, hey, you've been doing this since the 1800s. It's not us.
Dude, thanks for coming in. Appreciate you. Man, I don't know a whole lot about the sport. I'm trying to get, I know we
I've
got
been
the
working
World
on him. I've been working on Big D for the longest time. I'm like, dude, you've got to get into soccer.
Yeah. So I know we got the World Cup coming up and all that, but it's so those who don't know, like really dumb it down for us. The World Cup is, well, it's like the Olympics of soccer, right? Basically.
Yeah. I think so. I think it's a little bit more than that. But
bigger than the Olympics.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's only instead of the Olympics where you have 1,500 athletes in all these different sports. This is literally just it's more like the soccer. It's like the Super Bowl of the world.
And the prices are like the Super Bowl. I've been checking the tickets.
So talk to us about this book you've got out. It's kind of your story, your life.
Yeah. I think Beyond Success, I wrote this book in Portuguese for Brazilians. And then we did so in English. And it's about, being successful in the world of soccer. It's good being famous, reaching this kind of level, like a World Cup.
Yeah.
I played twice, three with the under 20 that we played in Russia, 1985, 1986 in Mexico, and 1999 in Italy. So it's good. One in a million of the inhabitants in the world have the chance to play for your national club in a World Cup.
Yeah.
So it's not easy to reach, but the career is about 18 to 20 years. So after that, you have a life to live with a husband, with a father, with a son, in your job. And I think regardless the position or the career that people choose, the book is talking about the things inside the book can help people to understand that's more than soccer. Right?
I was reading that you're considered one of the most well-known Christian athletes in all of Brazil. Is a lot of the book focused on that?
This was in 1986, when I 2 years that I'm starting the career, and then it's important because you live a Christian life. More than talking to the people, and when you are in a high spot,
when you're on the upper echelon of
people not only look your actions, but they follow. Most kids, and you become like a role model for them.
Yeah.
So, but if you not have the the nature of Jesus, the Holy Ghost, living inside of you. You can't show this. You come from the inside to the outside.
Yeah.
So I think this is good, because now, after 21 years as a soccer player, 11 years as a coach, I am 16 now. I got the respect from the audience. I'm a ESPN commentator now, so I think this is they respect me as a good player I was, but they respect me more because I am a father. I have married 38 years.
A good player only takes you so far. Being a good man takes you forever.
Yeah, because there are statistics that says 4 to 5 out of 5 are bankrupt, divorced, and unemployed 2 years after they finish their career.
Wow!
So it's bad, it's not good. And through the book and also the ministries we have in Brazil, we try to help them. Most wives come to us and say, if we knew this before, maybe I would save my marriage. And it's sad when we heard things like that.
What does soccer teach you about life?
Sacrifice and be courageous. And you have every day you have someone fighting for you for the space, and you learn how to live abroad with different weathers, different languages, culture,
food.
Japan. It's I played 2 years in Japan. It's in the winter. It's too cold. And then I was a head coach in Qatar. Every year, you must live inside, yeah, because it's too hot.
Yeah.
When I arrived in Qatar first time, and the doors of the airport opened, I thought that I was in a pizza oven. Yeah, you have been there.
no, but
I've
lived in the desert.
So,
yes.
and you learn how to live. But when you have the support, first of God, and then the support of your family, all things become easy. I have three sons, all married, and I have two grandsons. The 31 is on the way. So
congrats.
Yeah, thank you. So I think this is also beyond success.
Yeah, that's the name of the book. It's called Beyond Success, One Athlete's Outstanding Pursuit of Goals, God, and Glory. The one and only Cilas. Thank you so much for the time, and congratulations on the book as well.
Thank you.
And it's available everywhere?
Yep.
Yeah, you can find that all the information is in the beyondsuccess.info,
okay.
And also for Amazon, by Amazon.
Okay.
You can have the book.
Or you just search Paulo Cilas. Book, and you'll find it.
You'll find it. The one and only. Thank you, Cilas.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.